atmosphere. Pulse weapon fire flashes across Citadel grounds as Praetorians encounter Augustus's and Lorne's first responders. "I gave you this prize," the Jackal says, nodding to me. "Do not whine now." He references his data pad and points at the flame trails. "The Telemannuses are coming. Unless you want to play with them, I suggest we leave." Cassius agrees. "Lorne and Augustus are dead. This army will wither." Aja orders her Praetorians to their shuttle. They come to pick me from the ground. Victra's hand on my leg slackens. Her eyes have closed. "Rogue," I murmur through the thickness of the poison. "Brother." "No. No," he says. Not a monster. Still himself. Still quiet and tranquil, if dreadful in his sadness. "You are a son of red. I, a son of gold. That world where we are brothers is lost." But he comes close, bending, reaching with delicate hands to angle the ivory box in my lap toward my face. "And in this world, the power of gold will never wane." I look into the box, and my heart shatters. All that has been, all that was to be, crashes down. Io's dream falls into darkness. "Wherever you are, Severo, Mustang, Ragnar, do not come back to this world. There's too much pain, too much sorrow to ever mend it." I look into the box and see Fichtner's head staring back at me, eyeless, mouth stuffed with grapes. "Ares, the one hope we had, the one man who picked me up when I was broken and gave me a chance for something better than revenge, has been butchered. And I know we are undone."
The End. We hope you have enjoyed this production of Golden Sun by Pierce Brown. Recorded Books offers a wide selection of bestsellers, classics, histories, and more, so look for us at your public library or on download sites online. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.